on here on
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Thank you so much, Isaiah, for that warm introduction that you do every time we come on these airways. You know, we've been had a break for a while and been doing a lot of different things. I'm excited to get this show back up and running again and on Base Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, because we have over 41,000 faithful listeners, truly making this listener-supported radio for people that tune in all across the country and have been tuning in for over the years. And we just want to thank so many people for tuning in to listen to this show. And we're excited about, you know, reestablishing what we started back in November of 2007 here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, you know, we're going to be focusing on home-based business tax opportunities and business opportunities. And so, we know, we're excited about what we're doing. And again, I'm excited always to have the grandson introduce this show, because we try to keep our business family-oriented and family-focused. You know, our motto is God first, family next, and then business. And so, hey, you're in the right place at the right time tonight as we are fixing to address some issues that hopefully for those of the listening audience that decide to tune in, that should be of interest and concern to you. And if I get the switchboard acting right tonight, I've had some issues with the internet, but if I get the switchboard acting right tonight and you have a question, all you have to do is hit 1 on your phone and it will let me know that you have a question and it'll be able to pull you up and be able to address and answer your question. Okay, let me get started with our content. Save an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a year in terms of tax day. Most people don't know, but for most people that are a small business owner, on average, because they're not filing, you're not filing your taxes correctly, on average, you're losing about $11,000. Now, I don't know about you. I don't have $11,000 to do. But on average, the average person who has a small business, when I say small business and network marketing business, I'm going to break it down and break it down and break it down, break it down like a chicken wing. Okay, when I say break it down, okay, I have people who I help that are in Mary Kay, and people who are, that I help who are in business that I'm in, First 365. People in Five Links, people in Herbalife, people in various Avon, people in various Legal Shield, people in various network marketing opportunities who have a business venture that they're working on, and in most cases do not know that as a home-based business owner that the IRS created laws that enables them to save on their taxes. And when I say created laws to help you save on your taxes, what kind of laws am I talking about? I'm talking about the home-based business laws, in which if you use a portion of your home for a business opportunity, then you're able to write off certain things that traditionally you would not be able to deduct from your taxes, which would lower your tax liability and give you a larger refund or a larger return on monies that you had maybe taken out of your check as far as working somewhere besides your home-based business or retirement income or pension income or any form of income that you want to use your home-based business to leverage against that form of income to reduce your tax liability to enable you to have a larger tax return. So that's what we're talking about. Okay, now I'm going to get a little bit more specific here in a minute, trying to get my internet to come back up so I can see how many people we have here on the call tonight. So hold on, bear with me as I go through a couple of things here. And I'll be right back into content in about another 10 or 15 seconds. Just hold on. I'm trying to get my Wi-Fi to act right so I can see who's out there listening. And for those of you that are listening, invite some other people that you know to the call tonight. Because most people that are working, they could use an extra $5,000 to $10,000 back on their taxes, which would enable them to pursue some business opportunities and some different things that could help them prosper in the future. Okay, let me get back into presentation mode here. Okay, so when we say be able to leverage your home-based business against any form of income. Okay, good. I can see we have on the line now, and then that just came back up. We have several different callers that have tuned in. I recognize some of the numbers, and I will get to some of you and a few that might have questions. But, again, just want to thank people for being on the show tonight. And we do this show, we'll be doing this show every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, God willing, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Established this show, Home-Based Business 101, back November 7th, 2007, and been on the air ever since. Took a break for a little while and said, well, I've been doing a tax call for those of you that have been listening in on our regular conference call line that we have for our team business. But then I sort of wanted to broaden it and expand it for people all across the country. Some people who are in business with us, some people I do taxes for, and some people that I don't, but on various networks that I'm involved in, so that they could be able to plug in and get the information. And at the same time, if they miss the show, they can go back to the show site and pull up this broadcast later and re-listen to it. Okay, so when we say home-based business write-offs, let's dive into our content. When you have a home-based business, that means that you live where you work. And by living where you work, it entitles you to be able to write off your living expenses as part of your business expenses that you normally would not be able to write off. And when we say living expenses that you can write off as part of your business expenses, what living expenses are we talking about? Okay, we're talking about if you have a house, if you have a mortgage, your mortgage interest statement, which is your 1098, your real estate taxes. Don't have a mortgage, no problem. You can write off your rent and maintenance and upkeep for your apartment or your house, however what it is that you're dealing with as far as your living expenses. And those expenses, you know, they become huge. Your utility bill, your internet, your cable, your lawn care, and any expense related to your house. If you decide to paint a portion of your house, because when you redecorate your house, you're not just redecorating your house. You're redecorating your place of business because it just so happens that you live where you work. So it's important to understand that. That's a huge thing that a lot of people have not been able to wrap their heads around in terms of the home-based business expenses, which is that you live where you work. And so since you live where you work, all expenses associated with your home now become a tax deduction. Every expense. 1 year, my mother sees the ball in the business that I'm in, and as a home-based business, the water pump in the basement went up, and then something else went up, and she had to replace those things. Well, normally, that just would have been a household expense. It'd go up, you know, you had to replace. Oh, the air conditioner was the other thing that went up. Lightning had hit the air conditioner and shorted her air conditioning unit out, They had to put in a whole new air conditioner, outside air conditioning unit. Well, you know, that can become pretty expensive. Well, fortunately, by having a home-based business, she was able to write off a portion of that air conditioning expense, increasing her tax return, which was huge. My mother was really happy about that year, because by being able to write that expense off, that it ended up helping her get back an extra about $1,500 to $2,000 back on her taxes. It was something that she was going to have to buy anyway, but being a home-based business owner allowed her to write that deduction off and claim it on her income tax as a loss. So these are some of the kind of things that you can able to do when you own a home-based business. The greatest tax shelter in America that most people are not aware of. So I say to the people on the call tonight, the business associates and friends that are involved in the business opportunity that I'm involved in, Service 365. And for those of you that are not, whatever business opportunity that you're involved in, whether it's It Works or Herbalife or Mary Kay, share with the people that you're trying to show your business opportunity with the advantages of having a home-based business from a tax perspective so that they can keep more of their hard-earned money. Because most of us that are doing network marketing, most, not all, are usually working a W-2 job and building a business, praying that we're able to replace that income from the W-2 job to the point that we can reach the freedom that we want by being totally self-employed and having a home-based business. And I understand that. I remember the days of working a W-2 job. Thank God I don't have to do that anymore. Thank God I don't have to do that anymore. Just glad to be able to maximize business and tax opportunities through working from home. Okay, so the home is a major, major expense. The next big expense for people that have a home-based business is your automobile, mileage that you put on your vehicle, going back and forth to do presentations or back and forth to prospect, the mileage that you put on your vehicle. 1,000 business miles on your vehicle during the course of the year, that's a $5,800 tax deduction. And the whole purpose of your tax deduction is to lower your tax liability, getting your tax liability down to, if you can get it down to zero, hey, that's great. Then that means you have no tax liability, which means whatever money you have coming out of your check for where you work, you'll get that, all of that back. And if you qualify for earned income credit, you'll get some extra money thrown on top of that. And for those that need help in those areas, again, just go to our tax website, www.thetaxhelper.com, or give us a call at 252-406-0774, and we will do our best to help you with your tax issues and tax concerns. I talked to a gentleman about 2 weeks ago who I'm waiting for to get back to me so I can help them with their taxes. They had somebody that was helping them with their taxes, and their small business owner and the person told them that they couldn't write off their meals and their entertainment. That was really a bad thing that person told the person, because it's not true. Your small business owner, your home-based business owner, your meals are tax deductible. That's how your meals, you go out to eat out for lunch or whatever. As long as you're sharing your business with people or leaving business cards somewhere, that whole meal is tax deductible, and that can add up. You want to save those receipts, but that's another area that a lot of people lose out on. You know, most people I know on average spending about $50 a week eating out. $25 a week is $100 a month. That is $1,200 during the course of the year, a $1,200 write-off. $50 a week, $200 a month. That's a $2,400 tax deduction for just doing what you already do, which is eating out, you know. And then you have those special occasions where maybe, you know, you have family members that come by for the holidays. I remember the year I was up in Maryland, and my mother had people over for Thanksgiving. She didn't know that the Thanksgiving meal that she took all the time to prepare and all of that, that it was a tax deduction. And I showed her how to take advantage of that tax deduction, which was the food, the preparation, and everything else, came out to about $500. So that was a $500 deduction that person can use against their taxes. I mean, and just think about those special occasions that we have during the year. The family might come by for the 4th of July. You have a big cookout, you know, which is coming up right very, very soon. Or Labor Day weekend, giving, Christmas, Easter. Those days we have family members over. And as long as you share your business with them while they're there, all of the money that you spend around that is a tax deduction. That's part of your meals and entertainment tax deduction. And if you go to my website again, you'll see the categories broken down. If you go to www.thetaxhelper.wibbly.com, you will see those breakdowns such as meals, entertainment. And then here's another huge one that a lot of people leave out, is travel. And I'm so happy to be involved in the travel business because this is a major, major expense. And you want to make sure you take advantage of that. What are travel expenses? Well, if you're involved in a company like I'm involved in, which I will share a little bit more about on the second half of the show, then all of your travel becomes 100% tax deductible. But say if you're not in the travel business, and if you travel somewhere and you have to visit a client, as long as you spend 60% of your time with that client, you can write that trip off. But the thing is, if you get involved with a travel business opportunity, and it doesn't matter how much time you spend in a situation, you can write the whole trip off. The basic thing is the bottom line is your travel, hotel, entertainment, airfare, all of that can become tax deductible. And so when you begin to add up these different tax deductions, it can tremendously reduce your tax liability, enable you to lower your taxable income so that you can have more of your hard-earned money coming back to you. And this is huge. This is really, really huge because in most cases, I'm usually able to show people how to get an extra $5,000 to $10,000 back. And when we say $5,000 to $10,000, what does that mean? That means if you're able to save $5,000 this year and save $5,000 over the next 5 years, that's $25,000 that you have by having a home-based business of $25,000 that you have that you can put into doing something to change your life situation and improve your life situation as opposed to having $25,000 that the IRS keeps. I think that makes a huge difference. Just take a moment and think about over a five-year span, if you had $25,000 of your hard-earned money in your pocket as opposed to being in the government's pocket, what would your situation look like right now? Take a moment and just, you know, if you're listening in, just take a moment. I'm going to pause here a second. Take a moment and just think for about 10, 15, 20 seconds. What would an extra $25,000 look like right now for you if you had a home-based business and did your taxes correctly over the last 5 years? What kind of things would you have been able to do that you haven't been able to do? Okay, now that you've pondered on that, then we need to do is look at how to fast forward and how to correct that situation so that the next 5 years, you can have that 25 grand and it's not sitting somewhere else, but you can do some things for you. That's right, for you. You got to do you. As the young people say, you got to do you. What I mean by you got to do you, you got to look out for you, looking out for number one. Who's number one? You. Make sure you look out for you. If you don't look out for you, who else is going to look out for you? So important. All right, so we've covered the entertainment expenses, the travel expenses, the automobile expenses, the home expenses. Okay, here's another huge expense. If you have children between the age of 7 and 17, you can employ them in your business, your home-based business, and have them help you with such things as passing out flyers. If you have a booth that you set up, them helping you man the booth, or in cases of the business that I'm involved in, again, which I'm going to share a lot more light on the second half of the show, something we do called vacation travel parties, where they can help you with cleaning the house, getting the house situated for a home presentation. And you can pay them up to $570 a month, which comes out to almost close to about $6,000 a year as a tax write-off, lowering your tax liability. I think it's $5,700. That means if you have two children, and we're talking about $11,400 tax deduction for your children being involved in your business. Again, lowering that tax liability. And when I say lower that tax liability, what am I talking about? Let's say between you and your wife, your spouse, or no, husband and wife, or wife and husband, let's say you earn $50,000 a year. Y'all got $50,000 a year coming in. You got two children. Okay, you got $11,400 deduction for them for your home-based business. That just lowers your tax liability down around about $39,000. Then let's say with your house expenses, far as your home, your mortgage, your tax, real estate tax, other things, that may be about another 10. But now you can lower your tax liability down to like about $29,000. Let's say you got your automobile about $5,000. Just value another $5,000 deduction to lower your taxable income down to about $24,000. Let's say you travel, you take a vacation, and do some other things, your meals, your entertainment, that's about another $4,000 or $5,000, and you just store your tax liability down to about $20,000 to $19,000. Okay, so you can see you start off with $50,000 worth of income, but we've whittled it down to about $19,000 of it being taxable, which means that's a huge tax deduction from what you normally would be then paid taxes on. And so hopefully, you know, I'm trying to paint a picture so you can see the picture and see what that means in terms of having more money working for you. And that's huge. That's very, very important. And, you know, hope you get that and understand that. Okay. All right. And so let me go over one other deduction that a lot of people miss out on, especially if they don't have a home-based business tax professional help them with their tax. Let's say if you have a dog. A dog is more than a pet. A dog is a backup home security system. What does that mean? That means now the vet bill for the dog is tax deductible. All the meals, food you buy for the dog, is tax deductible. Everything you do for your dog becomes tax deduction, which again can lower your tax liability. So say maybe through the vet bills, the food and everything else, you got $2,000 something you put out there for the dog. Okay, that means now they took that 19, we got it down to $17,000. Then your cell phone bill, your internet and your cable, so your cell phone. Maybe your cell phone, I've seen some people got cell phone bills as high as $1,500 to $2,000 a year. But let's just say if your cell phone bill is $1,000, then we just took another $1,000 off of your income And so you can begin to see when you have all of these different categories how we can really lower your income, meaning you have less taxes that you have to pay. Hold on a second. I got to try to get this internet back up. I have one other thing I want to do before I go to commercial break. But the whole goal, again, as you can see, is lowering and lowering and lowering and chiseling away at that tax liability to get your tax deductions down to, as Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki says, the legal minimum. And the legal minimum can be zero. Did you know that Donald Trump, all the money he makes, he pays less taxes than makes about $30,000 a year? So, you know, most people use this to say, yeah, there's two tax systems in America, one for the rich, one for the poor. No, that's not what it is. It's one for the self-employed and one for the people who are employees. See, because when you work for yourself, what that means is the following. Your tax income is all the money after your business expense. And then what's left over is what you taxed on. So what you want to do is you want to have as many business expenses as you can to reduce your income so you're down to the point that you have less money that's taxed. That is the goal of the home-based business tax strategy. So I hope, you know, you really understand, you know, that strategy and how that strategy works and being able to share that with other people out there as you're looking to share a business opportunity with people. Because most people, when they go into a business opportunity, what we're able to do, and Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump, in their book called Why We Want You to Be Rich, they say that network marketing, and I agree with them 100%, is the greatest opportunity that exists because it allows people to get started in a business that normally, if they had to go the traditional business route, would cost them too much. Now, when I say traditional business route, what do I mean? I have various clients who I help with a lot of different things. I never forget one year I had a client. He wanted to open up a Save-A-Lot. Save-A-Lot is a grocery chain. And he needed $300,000 before they even could talk to him. I shared with him our business opportunity, but because he was immature in his business development and business understanding, he couldn't see the advantage of being involved in network marketing and at that time spending $250 to be involved in a business that would allow him to do the same things that he would have been able to do as a Save-A-Lot owner with less liability as far as the business venture, but same kind of tax advantages and other stuff. He needed $300,000 to deal with them, and he didn't have $300,000. He would have had to borrow money from people in order to be able to pursue it. He didn't pursue it because he couldn't get $300,000. But for $250, he could have been able to get involved in a network marketing business that would have gave him tax advantages to leverage against him and his wife's income from their jobs, save on their taxes, and been able to make money because he had a tremendous market of people that he knew that travel and go places from his church and stuff that he was involved in. But because he was hooked on traditional business, which he couldn't do because he couldn't afford. And that's the thing, a lot of times when we talk with people, people will try to tell us, well, you know, I want a regular business. Okay, can you afford one? Just like a McDonald's. If you don't have $750,000, you can forget trying to open up a Mickey D's franchise. It's out of your pocketbook, okay? Now, if you got that kind of money and you can, you know, hook up with people to get that kind of money, then, hey, you want that, go for it. But let's just be for real. Network marketing offers people an opportunity to get in the big leagues for less money than people have to put out for, you know, these traditional businesses. But there's one catch. It still boils down to a four-letter word called work. Because even though you can get involved for less money, you still got to work your business. And if you don't, there are consequences. I mean, I help people all the time. I have a client, and I can discuss their situation. I can't say their names over this radio show, but I have a client. They right now got to give the IRS $9,000 back because they didn't work their business. They had all the receipts. They had everything in order to get the deductions, but they could not show the work activity that's necessary to claim the deductions. And what I mean by the work activity that's necessary, in our particular business, which I'm about to cover now, we're almost at the halfway point, we're going to take a station break here in a second and come back and do that, is that they needed to be able to show activity. People that they met with, having something that we call travel parties and other activities. See, because you still got to be able to prove to the IRS that you're working your business like a business. See, if you have a McDonald's, they know you're working it like a business. But do you have $750,000, as I said earlier, to kick out for McDonald's? So if you put $200, $300, $400 into a network marketing opportunity, you still need to pay your dues and do your work. Okay, I'm going to take a break, a station break here for a second, and put my theme song on. When I come back, I'm going to share with people how to apply some of these rules and things I talked about to a business opportunity that I'm involved in called Third 365, and especially for some of my business partners who I see have called in and on the line who might have some guests, other people that they share this information with. So hold on and listen to my theme song. Call It's My Time.
That's calling. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music.
All right, it's my time. Is it your time? Your time to make a change, your time to be able to get those things that you want and be able to enjoy some of the finer things in life. If so, then you're in the right place at the right time. All right. We shared with you on the first half of the show a lot of the tax benefits of having a home-based business. Now, for those that are tuning in and listening who do not have a home-based business and who are searching, looking for one, we have one for you. It's called Surge 365. Surge 365 is a unique company that markets a special VIP travel membership. And that VIP travel membership, that's the product that we sell and market, allows people to travel and go places cheaper than anywhere else you'll find on the Internet, and at the same time earn reward credits that they can use like cash in the future. Now, with this exclusive travel membership, they'll say the product enables people to go to places where they can go to, like, Paris, where normally it would cost somebody like 6,000 miles for 1,000, saving 5,000 miles. Hawaii, cost somebody about $4,000 to $5,000. They can go for about $3,000, saving about $1,500 to $2,000. Orlando, Florida, Disney World area. Go and stay in a condo for 2 weeks, about $300-some, which normally would cost about $1,100 to $1,200 for that 2 week period. So it's a tremendous product that we market, helping the consumer save tremendously on their travel needs and travel issues. But the beautiful side of it is the compensation plan, the type of money that people can make from marketing the product and building a distribution team to market the product. And by building a distribution team to market the product, you're able to take advantage of all of those different tax deductions that I talked about earlier. And then the other one is because it's in the travel industry and all of your travel becomes one. So that is really, really powerful piece to be able to take advantage of. And I just got a text from a person saying they're enjoying the presentation on their computer. And I want to thank Ms. Chris Jones for tuning in on her computer and just share this information with people out there so that we can help you with building your team as being a part of our team on Surge 365. Okay, so now how does the Surge 365 opportunity work? When you purchase the product, you get what's called 10 easy travel buttons. And those buttons are worth $250 a piece, which means you get $2,500 worth of coupon savings that you can give to potential clients just to help them look at the product and see how our product works, which is tremendous that no one else does in our industry. And if they decide to upgrade and become a member, then what happens is commission check from them purchasing their membership. And when you get three people that view that, then you have your business becomes what we call three and free. Your business is totally free. You do not have any monthly hosting fee any longer in terms of your hosting fee for your membership, which is $59.95 a month. And then if you get another seven people, you earn $1,000 bonus. Yeah, a bonus on top of the $50 commission that you would get for each one of those people signing up. Seven is $350 plus $1,000 bonus, like $1,350 just by sharing information with people. And when you share in the right market, it's a win-win situation because people are going to use the product. Like I said, I don't know anybody who's going somewhere, and I'm saying, again, you share the information with people who are avid travelers. Someone is going to go to Punta Cana, where they're normally going to spend about $3,000, and they can use our product and stay in Punta Cana for a week for $199. I don't think that they would have a problem purchasing a membership so they can go for $199 without versus $3,000. This is what we're talking about, people. So it's important for the guests that's listening in tonight, via the phone line or on your computer, that you get back to the person that invited you so you can learn more about how to get a travel membership and how to take advantage of this tremendous market shift that's taking place in travel through these VIP travel memberships that are being sold through Surge 365. And so you earn reward credits that can be used like cash. So far, me and my wife have been using our product, and we've earned over 1,135 reward credits that we can cash in later for towards another trip or somewhere we want to go. And your reward credits are good for up to 10 years. That's what you pay your $59.95 a month for, to keep your credits active. So it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And if you go to surge365.com, you can see the launch presentation of this company and what it is that we have to offer. And then get back to the person that connected you to this so that they can make sure you get more information to help you with making a decision to come on board and join our team. Because, see, there's some trying times going on out here right now. There's something that's happening in this country where, you know, the middle class is dying, disappearing, and going away. And it won't be long for there will be no middle class in America. We're the last country with a standing middle class. And what's going to happen? It's going to be gone. And, hey, either you're going to need to make sure that you do what you need to do so that you can, the next clip I'm going to play in a minute, and I'll explain it in a second here, talks about what we need to do to position ourselves so that the changes that are coming, that we do not end up homeless or on dire straits, because it's happening every day. You got cities going bankrupt like Detroit, and you got people tearing cities up like Baltimore, my hometown. People are frustrated. There's things that are going on, and we have an answer to help people be able to economically position themselves, move ahead, and find a better way to live. Now, I know that's a lot, and it sounds, you know, utopia and all of that, but it's the reality. People are going places and traveling every day. Travel is an $8.1 trillion industry, a huge, huge industry. Why shouldn't we, the everyday people, cash in on it? Reminds me of a song by Sly and the Family Stone, "I'm Everyday People." We are everyday people. Everyday people are hurt. That's because people are not sharing with everyday people ways to be different economically wise. People sharing ways to be different, but a lot of it ain't, you know, it ain't kosher. You know, it ain't good. It just ain't good. We need to make sure that we're sharing with people ways to be different that can increase their finances and other things. I want to play this clip called 15 Years Left. Let me give you a little preference on this clip. It's by Mr. Mark Yarnell. And he did this back in 2007. In 2007, he said it was about 15 years left before the middle class in America totally gone, and that if you don't position yourself to do something, that there won't be no turning back. And all the signs and everything that I read is pointing that we're getting closer and closer to that. So 2007, 15 years, that's 2017, five more. But the year 2022, it's going to be over. Where are you going to be? What are you doing to position yourself that, you know, 7 years from now, 2022? I heard 365 as our company, Surge 365, has a goal of creating 10,000 millionaires by the year 2020. And it's going to happen. With or without you, you need to be a part of it. Let me play this piece, 15 Years Left, by Mr. Mark Yarnell, as I get ready to wrap up the show for tonight. And I couldn't close out with a better piece. Let this sink in. And anybody that wants a copy of this that you're about to listen to, just make sure if you are a business associate, whatever, just text me and I'll email you a copy of this For those that were not involved in the business, you can, if you're listening to this on your computer from Blog Talk, you can send me a message on my Blog Talk radio site saying send me a copy with your email address, send me a copy of 15 Years Left, or you can text me your email address to 252-406-0774 saying I want a copy of 15 Years Left. So listen to this. Let this resonate with you as you go to bed tonight and think about what is it you're going to do so that you don't be one of these statistics. Okay, wait for it to come up. All right. The internet issue here, hold on, and I will get it up for you in a second here. All right. I'll wait for me to get my internet connection back up so I can play 15 Years Left. Just hold on. Reboot this Wi-Fi piece here. All right. This internet should be up here in a minute. Just rebooted it. Hold on, bear with me. Sorry about these inconveniences. Modern day technology, you know, say it's great when it's working right, then when it's not working right, it's a pain in the butt. Anyway. Okay, I should be able to connect here in a second.
Yarnell, and I have good news and bad news. The good news is, if you're listening to this information in 2007, you have around 15 years left. The bad news is most people will wait too long to take action. Those of us who found all this stuff out a couple of decades ago and took action are set. We got our big pile of money. But in a society where 95% of all people do not read one book a year, like America, the fact that this situation has been predicted and extensively written about means nothing, except to those of us who read legitimate nonfiction on a regular basis. You aren't going to learn this stuff, folks, on CNN or American Idol, Survivor, or Dog the Bounty Hunter. The person who sent you this information has joined an initiative that can literally turn your financial world upside down positively if you'll just call them back after you hear this message. You know what? for the last 22 years, I've not spent one day doing anything that I didn't enjoy. I haven't spent 1 hour in traffic, never had a boss, worked a job, owned health insurance, been in debt or worried about capital, never worried about cash. I've never been sued, never been fired, never been hired, never been bankrupt, never had a repo, never failed to pay off my credit cards each month, and never paid a penny of interest to one credit card company. That is, since I learned the secret of principal-less interest. Now, I've got no degree, and I never inherited a penny, but I read several books a month, so I knew what was coming, and I understood the secret of principal-less interest, and so does the person who invites you to listen to me, to this little message. Once you understand the concept of principal-less interest tied to a proprietary funding vehicle, everything changes. Sounds complicated? It isn't. Everything you touch turns to gold when you understand this initiative. No more gambling in the stock market where, as you know, an Enron can go from the cover of Forbes magazine to bankruptcy in 3 months, and by the way, take your retirement dollars with them. No more getting soaked in volatile markets like real estate, which, as we all know, is manipulated by lenders and interest rates. No more silly low-interest savings accounts, day trading, pyramid schemes. But listen to me, everything you touch will turn to gold if you just pay attention. Principal-less interest changes everything. Heck, I never even graduated from college. I never took one class in creative writing or journalism, but once I learned the secret of principal-less interest, I wrote a Random House bestseller that's still being sold worldwide in a dozen languages 10 years after I wrote it. Now, is our initiative just hype or spin? Well, Bill O'Reilly didn't seem to think so. When I was flown to New York to appear in his famous no-spin zone on the O'Reilly Factory, he sure was pleasant. He's one of the most conservative journalists in the world, and my ideas made sense to him. He couldn't argue with my ideas because they're factual. And believe me, as you probably already know, O'Reilly is a master at uncovering BS. I offered none. I told him the truth. Folks, listen carefully. If you have a way to accumulate and save $10 million over the next 15 years at current money market rates, you can earn $25,000 a month in interest. That is, if your broker doesn't, you know, lose it in something like Enron or WorldCom. But let's be frank. Where are you going to get $10 million? But what if I told you that you could cash flow $25,000 a month in 1 year instead of 15 without one penny of investment capital? Now, I know it sounds nuts. Hey, I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm pushing 60, and I'm as stubborn as an old Missouri mule. If something sounds too good to be true, I'm not buying it, and I want you to be skeptical too, just like I was. But I don't want you to be ignorant, and that is, I don't want you to ignore this vehicle because you don't have the flexibility I had. When I learned about principal-less interest, the experts predicted that we had 50 years left in the United States before the middle class disappeared. Today, the best minds from business, science, technology, and education, believe me, I read all their books, they're all saying the same thing. There's an economic tsunami right offshore, and in 15 years, it's over for anyone who isn't in the wealthy class. That's all about all of North America, not just the United States, Canada too, and Mexico. I talked to a noted Harvard PhD in business who's a best-selling author this week, and I asked him what in the heck, in his opinion, Americans could do to reverse the financial and cultural spiral we're in. And you know what he said? This is almost verbatim. He said, it's hopeless. The young people I teach, Yarnell, and our MBA program are completely demoralized, and they're immobilized by huge debts from student loans. And the wealthy adults, the doctors and the attorneys and the accountants and the business owners who live in my upscale suburb are convinced that America's middle class is finished. They're throwing up their hands. They're listing their homes. They're taking early retirement. He said, Yarnell, we've been friends a long time, and I want you to understand something. We live in a cultural death valley of Burger King, cell phones, Prozac, violence, fundamentalism, and moral flexibility. Just shut up, enjoy your own big pile of money, and run out the clock. You're old enough to do that. Now, that sounds pretty bleak coming from a very noted Harvard PhD. Look, I realize we're headed for two classes, the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor, and I realize that the middle class is going away forever. But here's what's up. Anyone who learns the secret of principleless interest gets to join the ultra-rich. Ignore these facts, and you'll be just like our good friends in Detroit. Hey, 10 years ago, in the hub of the U.S. auto industry, 1.2 million Detroit folks had work, pensions, and health insurance. And today, 10 years later, 1.2 million of our good friends in Detroit are on food stamps. But hey, guess what? The presidents of GM and Ford earned over $25 million apiece last year. What's up with that? And by the way, the children in Detroit seem to be the ones suffering the most. Last night on CNN, Lou Dobbs acted shell-shocked to have to report that 75% of all high school-age children in Detroit flunked out of high school last year. 75%! 25% of the Detroit kids graduated high school. If you don't think changes are on the way, imagine America 15 years from today, in which over half of all the people are turning 30 and are high school dropouts. What happens when 20 million adults turn 30 without a job and 20 million other adult boomers turn 70 without health insurance? And while I'm on the subject, permit me one other simple observation that can't be refuted. You can watch The Secret and affirm the law of attraction until the cotton-picking cows come home, but the odds of you ever winning a lottery ticket or the possibility of diplomas and health insurance metaphysically floating into 40 million American households just in time are zippo, nil. God made the birds and the worms, but he didn't go around dumping them in their nests. Folks, let's wake up. Just in case you've forgotten, the last time the New Age flakes toured America on their little magical mystery tour spouting delusions like the law of attraction, we wasted years affirming our hallucinations of unexpected income. And then the New Age flakes went home with a fleet of Rolls Royces. Listen, if you're going to read the book Blink, please also read the book Think. I realize that it's very easy to stare reality right in the eye and then deny it. But I suggest you take action, and I suggest you really research what I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself. Call the person back who gave you this information. For nearly two decades, I've traveled the world paragliding, trout fishing, and snow skiing. From Geneva, Switzerland, to Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Queenstown, New Zealand, to Lviv, Ukraine, I've spent quality time with quality people doing quality things. And that's not bad for an old Missouri country boy dropout. And the reason I want you to know about my lifestyle is not because of pride or arrogance. What I want you to understand is that if my life works because of principleless interest, so can yours. If I can do it, please believe me, this isn't false humility. If I can do it, anybody can. But it's about effort, not magic. Hey, I'm Mark Yarnell. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. And remember, you may have 15 years left, but when a tsunami is coming, you best head for high ground immediately. According to the most authoritative thinkers and authors in America, in 15 years, the middle class will be completely gone from North America. It's already left 25 major U.S. cities. There will be an ultra-rich class and an ultra-poor class. The gap has widened logarithmically, and only those with an ability to safely accumulate $10 million or create principalless interest of $300,000 a year or more will live comfortably. Everybody else will live in poverty and be forced to work several menial jobs. If you know how to save $10 million the next 15 years, do it. If you don't, call us.
If I could buy you a dream.
As he said, if I could buy you a dream. Well, hey, we shared information with you tonight to help you be able to dream so that you can avoid what's coming to America. It's not Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall coming to America. It's what's coming to America is the elimination of the middle class and the creation of the ultra-rich and ultra-poor. What are you going to do? Not what everybody else is going to do. What are you going to do? So you've been getting a lot of information tonight. It's decision time. Get back to the person that invited you to this call. Make your decision and go to work and do something to change your life. Hey, this is Bob Jahi. I want to thank you for tuning in to our Blog Talk Radio show tonight. We'll be back here again next Thursday, and we also will have our normal show that we do on Sunday mornings, the gospel of working from home. So, and we will make sure we get all the information about the different shows that we'll be doing as we're back up and on the air. I want to thank our over 41,000 listeners who have tuned in the past to different shows that we've done here. And I want to thank you tonight, those that took time to listen to the show. God bless you. Have a great evening. Love you and appreciate you.